News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Total Tribe coverage from Goodyear. One of our faves, of course, is Sandy Alomar. 11 seasons with the Tribe. You know the history. You've got a memory of Sandy and, of course, a big part of this organization day after day out here. Good to see you, first of all. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I asked you off the air, did you ride the bike in? No, it's too cold out here.
He's kind of miserable. I mean, when you get up in the morning, you want to make sure you warm up and stuff like that. He's in the 30s in the morning, so he's kind of... It's not fun to be riding like that.
I've run into a couple of guys over the years who, out of the blue, will say to me, you know, I met Sandy Alomar the other day in a park because he was getting his bike ready. I mean, you're really into that, aren't you? You're enjoying it.
It gets my mind relaxed. I also keep you in shape. That's a lot of, you know, I have many injuries. So, like, the lifting part is kind of like halfway out. So I might as well just do, cycling and stuff like that.
Special year in a couple of ways I want to ask you about. Let's talk about Puerto Rico first.
Yes,
on
sir.
The personal standpoint, one can only imagine what people are still going through there. This organization goes there for a couple of games. Ironically, this was already scheduled before this. Talk about that, some of the experience. What you're hoping to get across?
Well, I really haven't been there yet. I was supposed to go there for the press conference, and I have a problem with the ticket issues and was unable to go, but... It's been hard. It's a tough road ahead for the Puerto Rican, you know, community.
Sure.
And my parents, our house is fine. We have, our house are prepared for storms and stuff like that. The problem is the communication and the power at that point, at the beginning. There's no communication, no power. I couldn't communicate with my parents for the first couple of weeks. And once you establish communication, then you feel much better about the situation.
Absolutely.
The deliveries and, you know,
sure,
people be able to deliver stuff. But
sure,
so many issues with the power because...
Infrastructure.
Yeah, the infrastructure is bad.
Yeah.
And the people that have power generators, they were dying because they're not designed to, unless you have a commercial one, just to use it every day. So the Indians were able to help us out to deliver generators to our families. And that was a huge help because... without that, there would have been remote times.
Robbie early on got a chance to go in. He
yes.
posted a lot of pictures, and it's just stunning. I mean, you just can't imagine unless you're living in that, you know, to go through it, I guess, right?
Yes. One of the things, like, when we started communicating with our parents, they didn't want us to go because it's more people you got to feed.
Good point, yeah.
And, the thing that they had no air conditioning, you know, we get so accustomed on good things and easy things over here.
Take it for granted.
You
right?
take it for granted, exactly. So, like, and that was number one thing. We wanted to take our family out of there for the time being.
Right.
Until things got settled. So my brother, you know, actually, he went over there because he had a lot of free times, and he was able to coordinate with his friends transportation. That was hard because there was no street lights. They had a lot of accidents because people were just running red lights. Well, actually, there were no street lights. Nobody knew when to go. So there was a few accidents. As a matter of fact, one of our coaches from the Texas Rangers, mother, you know, she was killed in one of those accidents. So, like, it's unfortunate, the situation. But everything was so dark that people were afraid to go out at night.
Baseball is so important to everybody, but especially on that island, if you will. So that game, even though there's a lot of serious stuff going, maybe it'll be a time to help take the mind off what's been going on.
Yeah, I think things are getting slowly better.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as it was,
yeah,
but there's still a long ways to go. And, you know, to bring joy to the people over there would be great. I mean, to get their mind away from all that devastation. You know, a couple of baseball games might not mean a lot, but, you know, in the mind of all those people that suffer so much, I'm sure they get to enjoy a couple of Major League Baseball games. That'd be great.
Good chance for you, Frankie Lindor, so many other people with ties.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you got to think, there'll be a kid in the stands who's looking out and thinking, I want to do that, right?
Oh, yes. I wish when I play, I had a chance to play in my own country as a Major League Baseball player. That would have been a lot of fun. Those games that Montreal play over there, I never had the chance to go, so... it's an opportunity for me as a coach to go there and be able to coach in front of my countrymen and,
sure,
you know, the fans over there. So it'd be,
sure,
it'd be great.
So between you and Baerga, is half the crowd going to be asking for tickets or what's
up? Baerga already got a stadium sold out.
They need to play an extra game just to cover
his
will call, right?
Yeah, that's correct. He already got the game sold out. He got all the tickets, so I don't even know what I'm going to do.
Sandy Alomar, for just another minute, if you don't mind. Look, another great summer of connection with Jim Thome as well, into the Hall of Fame. What a special summer to be for everybody in the organization, too, right?
Absolutely. I'm so thrilled that Tommy's in the Hall of Fame, and I wish Omar was there, too. Yeah. Hopefully in the near future he'll be in, but Thome is one of my favorite guys in baseball. Very humble, and he's a genuine person. And you see people like that perform and going to the elite level, you just feel like so happy for him and his family.
You know, to reinforce that, I had a chance when he came back the final time with the Indians, and it was late September. I came down and he gave me 5 minutes and we did an interview, just talking. And you kind of knew then the way he was talking, he knew the career was winding down. I went back and played the same interview when the Hall of Fame was announced. He answered the questions the same way, just that same that same tone, and that was years ago. You know what I'm talking about.
That's him. He was the same guy when we roomed 1 year in spring training, like he was a real young kid. And I said, you can stay with me if you want to. Yeah. He came over. And now, in between and now, he's still the same guy. Hasn't changed a bit.
Neither of you. You're polite. You're kind with your time. You're a pro's pro. We really appreciate it. Looking forward to the year and winning that last game in postseason would be fun, right?
Oh, that'd be a tremendous amount. Close that book, man. It's like it's being a never-ending book. We need to get that done.
He is a member of the Puerto Rican Sports Hall of Fame, Sandy Alomar. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.